I'd like to start out this morning with a quote. I believe it was from my brother Bill Malone's last sermon. I'm not sure. A part of his sermon, I believe, started out like this. One of those things which I am really ashamed of, one of the things which kind of strikes home, but it's something I needed. We were sitting around the table in the motor home where we were staying, and I mentioned on how I didn't like to preach, and I certainly didn't get any sympathy from anybody there. Chris looked me right straight in the eye and she said, "Well, that's what you were called to do." And there's no arguing with a statement like that. And I didn't have much to say because she was right. I know very well how Bill feels. That's the end of the quote, by the way. For I have stated that fact a time or two at home, and I got almost the same answer, word for word. But then Bill said something to the fact that the truth hurts. And so he preached that sermon on the truth. Well, I'm not going to preach on the truth this morning. But as I said, the truth is I actually know how he feels. I know that some enjoy to preach, perhaps because it comes easy to them. But then again, I know there are also some like myself that don't really enjoy it too much, and it doesn't come too easy. You have to work at it. But I do know whether it's easy or whether it's hard. There's one thing you have to do. You've got to spend some time in prayer. For the subject, and after you get your subject to what you're going to do with it. And so for a short time this morning, I'm going to speak on prayer. It's just too bad that we can't take portions of the tapes of the last four or five sermons, get in there with a pair of scissors and do a little snipping and splicing. And the same with some of our prayer services, if we tape them. Well, we would have my sermon then. Although those who preached, they preached on different subjects. Those who testified in the prayer services testified on different services, on different subjects. But each and every one of them, somewhere in that sermon, and several of them, somewhere in their testimonies, touched on the importance of prayer. It's a necessity of life. Prayer is so important that as near as I can count, going through my books, that there's 504 scriptures pertaining to prayer or praying. That, I would think, would be important if there's going to be that many scriptures in the scriptures about prayer or praying. I just jotted down a whole flock of little bitty pieces of paper. When to pray, maybe where to pray, how do we pray? You know, I think our brother Ken in his last sermon made a statement something to the fact that all sermons were not for everyone. Is that right? But I believe that this sermon today is for everyone. Because prayer is for everyone, not for just a single person here or there. It should be an important part of our life. I think our brother Harold in his last sermon mentioned something in to the fact of prayers, that how in a prayer service it's hard, it seemed like, to pray, to express ourselves, because we're afraid that we might make a spectacle of ourselves. Is that right, Harold? And that how good our prayers sound when we're by ourselves in our closet and secret places. I know that feeling too. Alma, 16th chapter, tells us where we can pray. Now, Alma, having lived in about 74 B.C., couldn't see all the places that we have today. So he told us where to pray according to what he saw. I think the 221st verse reads like this. But this is not all. You must pour out your souls in your closets, in your secret places, and in your wildernesses. And he might say in your automobile as you're going to work, in your church, he didn't mention. There's lots of places. In fact, I know of no place on the face of the earth that you can't pray should the time or the need arise. Something to keep in mind. Why do we pray? Got a pesky little fly up here. Perhaps first off, it should be for communication between us and God. Because we can talk to Him through prayer, like we'll be talking to each other as soon as this sermon's over. There's nothing to stop us to talk directly to God. We can use prayer for many things. Just as we did a while ago with anointing of the sick and the afflicted. That we don't enter into temptation and be led away. Verse of 26th chapter of Matthew says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into the temptation." It's Christ's own words. There's several other places throughout the scriptures, almost the same words. Alma speaks of the same thing. I believe in the 238th verse of the same chapter, 16th verse. Pray continually that ye be not led away by the temptation of the devil, that he may not overpower you, that ye may not become his subjects in the last day. For behold, he rewardeth you no good. It is also important the way we pray. When Don and I was in Mexico a year ago, when we left there to come home, we had tire problems. And the closer that we got towards home, the worse our tires got. To the point where the last day, it was a pretty ticklish situation. And I know that day I offered many a prayer for our conditions, the condition of our tires, the situation that we were in, the And I'm sure Don did the same. And I know as I was driving down the road that last 200 miles, and I could hear the pieces of rubber coming off those tires. Sometimes I would doubt a little bit. And I would say, no, I can't doubt. I have to believe that He hears my prayer. And that He will answer. And we will get home. For there's no tires anywhere in Mexico that size. They don't make them there. Verse 24, 12th chapter of Mark says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye will receive them. You can't doubt. Again, these are Christ's words. And ye shall have them. Again, I say, I know I doubted a time or two. That little doubt would slip back in my mind. And I would again tell myself, you can't do that. You have to believe. And we got home. But the man at the tire shop couldn't believe it. He pulled those four tires off of there and he could stick his finger through and he said, where you been? He said, we've been in Yucatan. He said, with these tires? Yes, sir. He said, I don't believe it. I don't see how you got home. But I know how I got home. I know how Don got home. I know how we got home. No question in my mind. It is important about what we pray for also. We have to pray for our sick. When we travel, for safety on the road, safety in the air, big problems, small problems, for our church and its needs, for our jobs. To be led to the one who will be our mate for life, for school. I can't name them all. Right now, I know you can think of many more than what I've already said right here. And so could I. It is important what we pray for. It has been stated before, be careful what you pray for. You might get it. If you pray for something frivolous, you just might get it, just to be taught a lesson. And again, you don't always get what you pray for the way you want it. But still receive a blessing. know when I was at Uncle Skeeton and Francis's house this last time, when I had my gallbladder attacked, ...12 hours of pain that you wouldn't believe. And I've talked with others who've had it since, and they say there is no other pain that's that hard, continuous like that. I was administered to 3 times that night, perhaps 4, I can't remember. I was hurting so bad. Now the pain wasn't taken away. And that was probably what I wanted. But I was given the strength to withstand that pain, even though I still hurt. That wasn't the blessing I was seeking. I wanted that pain to go away. But perhaps the blessing I received was a better blessing. Make me understand that my ways and my will is not God's. We should always remember when we pray that His will be done, not ours, no matter what we want. Pray for wisdom. For discerning. James says, let us ask in faith and nothing wavering. Now we might think sometimes, why should we pray? Well, the greatest man that ever walked the face of this earth got down on his knees and prayed. When he needed comforting, strength, because he knew what was going to happen in a short time, when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane with his apostles, his disciples. He told them to sit down here while I go and pray yonder. He knew the importance of prayer. He had a great burden upon his shoulders. He asked that this cup be taken away if need be, but yet thy will be done. That's how he finished his prayer. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Most important, not our will, but God's. And then his disciples seeing the need for prayer asked him, to teach them how to pray. And he did. He said, and when ye pray, Christ's own words, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, whether you go to church or not, or whether you believe in any religion or not, throughout the Christian nations of the world, practically everybody knows that prayer. Where it comes from our Master's own lips. Prayer is as important in your life as breathing. Prayer should cover every aspect, every part of your life. If you quit breathing, you die. Physically. If you don't pray, you will probably die spiritually. Now, the whole purpose of my speaking this morning, this sermon, is to stress the importance of prayer. Not like some people come to church maybe once a year on Easter, maybe twice a year on Easter and Christmas or New Year's, but every day, daily. And there's not a thing to exclude from it. Alma told us to cry for our flocks in the fields. For the flocks in the field. For the household. Both morning, midday, and evening. I had another scripture marked down. I can't remember where I marked it down. Even lie down in your bed at night unto prayer. communication for everything in your life. One last thing. Something I copied down, I don't remember where. I do this a lot of times and I don't write down where I copied it from. One little sentence. It says, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. Think about it.
Thank you, Jim.
3:54. Our kind Heavenly Father, we're indeed thankful. For this time we have spent together, we're thankful for the message. We're thankful, Father, for all. We pray, Father, as we would fellowship one with another after this meeting, and we go our separate ways, that thy spirit would be ours, that you'd keep us safe from harm and danger, from our temptations. We pray, Father, for the sick and the afflicted. We pray for those who may be traveling at this time. We pray, Father, for the needs of each of your people. Forgive us and help us to overcome. These things I'd ask in Jesus' name.